welcome to the Sunny Side. And you know how we do right here on the Sunny Side? We get to have conversations and we discuss things, looking at them from various angles. It could be philosophical. It could be ethical. You know, if you like to uphold morality much more than any other thing, you could talk about anything from that angle. All right. It could be cultural. Yeah, based on your cultural beliefs. We could have that conversation or any other angle that you prefer. All right. That's how we like to discuss right here on the Sunny Side. Okay, so before now, I told you, I don't know, I'm just feeling in my spirits that someone has something to share, you know, something spectacular, something out of the ordinary that you feel is worth sharing, okay? That happened in your life yesterday. Yeah, for many other people, yesterday must have been just like every other day, you know. But for you, maybe something really different happened. Just gist me. I feel like receiving gist. Okay, so you can send me a WhatsApp message in that regard. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Okay, so let's talk about the reward for a good job. They say it's more work. Crazy stuff, right? The reward for a good job is more work. So you do something good, you do a good job, and to say thank you, you get more, more work on your plate. All right, so we'll have that conversation. At 1 o'clock, we'll bring you the news, trending stories, after which we will wrap up the conversation, because I'll be back to finish up with you on this particular subject matter. The reward for a good job is more work. All right, I'd like to get your view on that. How do you see it? How do you understand it? How do you even apply it in your life, in your day-to-day activities, right? In your business, okay? So we'll have that conversation. 1:30 will be done. Today's Tuesday, so 1:30 will bring you his story. If you love to find out what has happened in the past, if you are a lover of history, then his story is for you. And if you're also not a lover of history, trust me, you would love to listen to his story. You know why? You listen to these stories from the past, and they are told in a very beautiful way. Yeah, very captivating manner. So be here, 1:30 till 2 p.m. His story will come your way. And then 2 o'clock, we'll bring you the news update. And after the news update, we have another conversation. Motive for actions. Yeah. So that came about when something actually happened somewhere, right? And it was as if someone was doing something bad. But it was more like there was a better... how do I put this now? The results eventually was going to be something good. But for some other people, it wasn't going to be okay for them. But the person who was doing what he was doing said, yeah, I know they don't like what I'm doing. I know they feel this way, but I'm not doing it because I want to punish them. I'm not doing it because I'm evil. This is the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it because of tomorrow. All right? So it's for their good tomorrow. His motive is good, but what he's doing seemed bad. So motive for action. The motives that we have for an action or for the actions that we carry out. All right? So someone might actually be doing something good. And generally, there's a perspective people have. There's a picture people have about that particular thing. For instance, someone who is working in an office and the person is taking courses so that they can get better and actually improve, right? And everybody's seen it as, oh, this person is so focused and is doing a lot to upskill. Upskill, right? But that's the general mindset people have. But for this person, they know they are doing this thing. The motive really behind it is so that they can have a stronger argument, all right, or a stronger stand to say, remove this person and put me. Because now I have a certificate to show that I can do the job. Not because this other person who is in that office is not doing a good job, but because you feel like, well, I can do a better job. Or maybe Amy Loco, I don't know. All right, so the motive this person has for getting all those certifications is not necessarily to just be better, but just so that someone will be booted out of a particular level. Now, someone might say, oh, well, it's, how do you put it now? It's also for the good of the company, maybe. All right, but what if the person isn't really paying attention when they go for these trainings? They just want to get a certificate and move someone out of office and get in there. Motive. So nobody knows this person's motive, but that's their motive. So that will be the conversation for 2 p.m. after the 2 o'clock news, actually. So that will be the last conversation for today. Then 3 o'clock, we have the news. Reverse today. A lot has been happening in the state, from the political terrain to business and transportation as well. All right, so we'll tell you what's happening in the state at 3 p.m. So don't miss it, Reverse Today. And after that, I'll be saying my goodbye. All right, so welcome on board once again. All right, so let's start off with our first conversation, reward for a good job. Now, this is a saying that I'm sure you've heard, that the reward for a good job is more work. All right. So usually, let's say in an organization, you find out that managers, they just tilt towards the person who does the job well. And what I mean by tilting towards that person is to give you more work. So far, this employee or these sets of employees, they do a good job. They deliver on any set goal at any point in time. They will get more work as their reward. And sometimes, really, sometimes when you hear more work could mean giving you a bigger task, promotion. That's what more work could mean. It could mean when there are opportunities for trainings. You're the first to come to mind because they feel like, okay, this person always delivers. If we give him the opportunity to learn more, then he would even deliver much more better. So yeah, for whatever opportunities that come by, you get it. All right. So that's it on one hand. Now, sometimes you actually discover that people rather think of rewarding themselves, right, when they have done a good job, or when they perceive that they've done a good job, right? So they would rather reward themselves with rest, recreational activities. It's more like, I beg, I've tried, I've taken my time, I've done this, I've achieved this. So they would be thinking about taking some time out to relax. They will be thinking about taking some time out to enjoy the dividends of their labor. All right. But there are also people who give themselves more work, right, when they have achieved something or when they have done a good job in a previous one. That's for individuals on a personal level. Now, for a client, more work for a job well done could be referrals, getting more people to patronize this particular person because this person has done a good job for me. So I think you should also patronize him or her. I think you should patronize this business. They do a really good job there. So the reward could mean referring more people to your business. It could also mean increasing the number of orders, right, or patronizing you even more. So that could be a reward for a good job. So more work could actually mean any of these. So my question this afternoon is, questions rather. First of all, I want to find out your view on this particular saying that the reward for a good job is more work. What's your view? What's been your experience, all right, with other people actually? And then the second one, how do you reward yourself for a good job? So how do you tell yourself you've done well? Okay? And then how do you reward other people for a good job? You could give me examples if you want to. So someone has done something well, has done a good job. It could be at home. It could be in the market. It could be anywhere. But someone has done a good job. It could be in your business area, in the organization. And you want to reward this person. How do you go about it? Do you give them more work? Or do you give them time to go chill? You know, you've tried. So take some time out and get some rest. Why, especially if you are a business owner or you have people who are working under you. I want to find out how you reward people who have done a good job. All right. So that's the conversation right now. So let's talk. 070-0923-0923. And then head on to Facebook. Let's hear from you. We're live there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I also have another angle, but I'll talk about it later on. Let's hear from this person. Please, when you call in, ensure to turn off your radio set, all right, so that we can hear you loud and clear. So this is the other angle I'm also looking at. This is election season, right? And one of the things you hear these days from incumbents who are running for to be re-elected into office, one of the things you hear is, we've done a good job in our previous tenure or in our present tenure. Vote for us so that we can continue and do more work for you. Give us the opportunity to do more work for you. So they feel the way you can reward them, the way you can say you've done a good job, is to re-elect them into office. That's another angle. The reward for a good job is more work. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then for WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hello? Hello? Okay, I can't hear anything. Interesting. Please do well to call back. Couldn't hear anything. 070-0923-0923. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Miriam from Africa.
Ah, welcome.
Thank you. Constance, you see, the reward, when you said the reward for hard work. Hello.
Yeah, for a good job, it's more work, yeah?
Okay, yeah, it's more work. I say it's a good thing. It's just like more responsibility given to a person that works hard.
Okay.
And they see that you're fit and you can do the job just as you explained. Then they give you more responsibility. And more responsibility, I think it means an upgrade in your work, as in your level increases. They cannot give you more responsibility without considering in a way, trying to promote you. So as they give you more responsibility, you get more promotions. And I think it's a good thing. But when it comes to personal, just to reward yourself personally after hard work, for me, what I do after, if I make, after getting a good deal or making a good, let's say a good deal, I just branch one fast food quickly. I buy one sweet wine. And I branch there. I don't do takeaways because I have a lot of children in the house. So I quickly buy, eat, clean my mouth. My children, one of my last son will say, "Mommy, chop a load, die a load." I say, "No problem." I will sit down there, eat fast, finish everything, clean my mouth, then come out. Then maybe one of the toothpick, I can go to the house with the toothpick. When I get there, they know that, yes, something has happened. I say, "Yes, sir, I deserve it. Mm. I've worked hard for it."
Okay.
So to me, that's what it is.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, the way she rewards herself, it's actually something that I know a lot of people do, right? Yeah, they are happy they've done something. They are satisfied that they have achieved a particular feat. So the way to say you have done well is not to say, you know what, let's give you more work. Let's do another one. No. It's to say, I beg, where can I go and give myself a treat? Take good care of myself. So why don't we have more people thinking in this light for people who work for them? Really? All right, just to remind you, please, we have a call screener. All right, I see a lot of calls dropping. So please, when you call in, the call screener is going to talk to you first, all right? And then afterwards, you can talk to me. 070-0923-0923. So what's your view? What's your opinion on the reward for a good job is more work? Some people say it's the reward for a hard work. It's more work. So whichever one you think, whichever way you are seeing it, but at the end of the day, it shows that someone has done something well. There's been an excellent delivery. There is some form of satisfaction. Someone has achieved something satisfactorily. It's not like there's a deadline and you met the deadline, but it was not an excellent work. You didn't do well. All right. Okay. Keep those calls coming. I hear there's a network problem, but don't worry. You'll get through. Okay. So keep calling. You can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then on Facebook, we're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Get on there and drop a comment. Let's hear from you. The reward for a good job is more work. What's your view? What do you think? Should it be so? Why should the reward for a good job be more work? Really? No, seriously. And to think that there are people who are in business places where, or in organizations where they get more work, but there's nothing to show that they are doing more work. You know what I mean, right? They get more work, but there's no extra pay. It's just like also people who work in companies where they do not work on weekends, right? There was no agreement to that effect from the beginning. And then all of a sudden, there is need to work during the weekends. And you're expected to put in the work, but nothing is happening. You're just getting more work. In fact, when they need people to do that extra work, they're looking for their efficient hands to do it. They're not looking for the ones who are like a desicle, the ones who can do things anyhow, shabbily, and call it a day. The ones who would show up at work and gossip all day, they have nothing to show for their presence there. No, nobody remembers them when it's time for more work. And really, it's really got me thinking, why should the reward for a good job be more work. All right, so someone has shared with me something spectacular that happened in his life. And he says, "Dear Constance, Basi from Agri Estate, a friend sent me a message asking for my account number and it was unexpected. Credit alert was received and I was so happy." All right. Thank you very much for sharing. I just had that feeling inside of me that something spectacular must have happened to somebody somewhere. And they're a bit giggly, you know. They want to share with somebody. They want to tell everybody, see what happened to me. I mean, in this time and season, where every kobo counts in Nigeria, someone says, send me your account details, and then they just transfer you money. I feel like shouting with you, you know, shouting, praise the Lord. All right, thank you very much for sharing, Basi. Good afternoon, Constance. Let me come with one of my perspectives. For the clients, the reward for good work is more work, which can make the person to be tired because of overload. While for management, the rewards for a good job is rest, which will encourage proficiency. So either of the side is right, depending on individual perspective. From Michael. Okay. So let me understand this, Michael. For the person who is getting more work, they would feel tired, right? But for... because of overload, but for the management, that's so for the management, the reward for a good job is rest, which will encourage proficiency. Or do you mean for the person who is the boss, their own reward is to get rest? Please explain further. I want to really understand what you mean, all right? Thank you very much, Michael, but please help me understand what you're saying. So what's your view? What's your own perspective? What do you understand? The reward for a good job is more work. What do you understand it as? And then coming to voting in our leaders, right? Today's Tuesday. Saturday, we'll be going back to the polls to vote in the governors for the different states, or the members for the state houses of assembly. All right. Now, when you are going to vote for someone who's been there before, do you see it as you rewarding this person for a good job? Is that how you view it? Is that your perspective? Okay, they've done a good job. This person was there for the past 4 years and he or she has delivered. So to show appreciation, I go and vote this person again. Is that your perspective? Or perhaps this person has done well in some other areas and now they are coming to run for office. The way to show that we appreciate what they're doing, to reward this person for a good job that they've done before, is to now elect them into office. Although I hear sometimes, you know, when you listen to the news, some of these community people, you hear them say, oh, this chief whoever, or Mr. whoever, honorable whoever, what are those names they answer? Comrade whoever has done a very good job and we want her to keep representing us, to keep up the good work that they've been doing before. So that's why we're calling on our people to get your PVCs ready and vote this person on election day, you know. So to show this person that we appreciate what you've done so far and we see how you're doing a great job. So we want you to continue. So let's go and vote him again. Really, is that your mindset? Be truthful to yourself, all right? Or are you voting in people because it's your turn? Okay, so I'm seeing another message here. So a few weeks ago, my mom did some transfers and she was debited, but the other person wasn't credited. She had been trying to call the bank. What am I getting this message? Okay, you are still typing, I believe. All right, when you're done typing, then I can see what you're saying, right? Thank you very much. Okay, Michael is explaining. He says the management should reward someone that does better with rest, not to overuse because the person is good. That's what I mean. All right. Now I understand what you mean. Thank you. Dan from Port Harcourt says, in my office, the phrase for this is kill the willing horse. I'm on leave right now, but it took all the negotiative skills I have before I could go on this leave. I had to tell my boss that I am not in town. If not, I would have been called in. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. So the worker, the employee who's doing a great job, who is good at their job, and who always ensures that they deliver, is not happy that they are getting more work as a reward for their good job or hard work all this while. Oh my. So Dan, are you in Port Harcourt? Because you said you told your boss that you're not in town. You didn't tell me whether you lied to your boss. Oh my God. Good afternoon, Constance. I lost my phone in a taxi on the eve of presidential election. I even called your station when a guy called in that he found a phone yesterday. I got a phone gift from a friend. I'm so grateful and happy. Oh, you say yesterday I got a phone gift from a friend. I'm so grateful and happy. Wow. Beautiful things are happening. That's incredible. Thank you very much for sharing. So in case you're thinking that everywhere bad, everywhere lock up, everywhere good things are happening to other people, all right? And when you hear them share stories like this, you should rejoice with them and be hopeful that things will also turn around for you. Something good will also happen for you, all right? In the midst of the whole chaos. And that reminds me, the CBN issued a statement, and I hope that the businessmen and women in the markets, the people selling Gary, will not tell people to go and meet Buhari. I still want to get your take on the reward for a good job is more work. I'm asking why? Why should that be so? If you were to reward yourself, if you've done a good job, do you reward yourself with more work? If yes, how do you do that? If you've done a particular good job, you go and find out how to, you know, you now devote your time into harnessing your skill even better, you know, just so that you can do more the next time. Is that how you reward yourself? With intensifying efforts to ensure that tomorrow will be better than today? Because there are people like that. If you tell them, oh my God, you did a great job today, oh God, you just sent them back to the workshop. They will start afresh. They will go back to ensure that they do better. They want to outdo what they've done today. There are people like that. The moment they perceive, they hear that they've done a good job, it means more work for them. Yeah. So there's another perspective to this, right? You've done a good job. Let's say you're a student, right? You've come out tops in class. You know what that means, right? It means you're going to have to go back and ensure you study harder because some other persons are coming for you. Some other people in that class, they want to be tops the next session or next term. So you have to go back and keep burning the midnight candle so that nobody boots you out. That's it. So the reward for a good job is more work. You've done a good job. People are praising you for that. And you say, Amma, I have arrived.
Woo, let's go and enjoy. Let's go and rest.
You will be there. And tomorrow, nobody remembers the good job you did before. The reward for a good job is more work. I want to get your own perspective to this conversation, all right? But you have to do that by sending me messages because I have the news in less than... in less than 1 minute now, all right? So you send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Let me hear from you, all right? Get on Facebook, get on Twitter, and drop a message there. All right, so there's this article I saw on Forbes. And it has to do with what I'm discussing right now, all right? And part of what the writer or the author of this particular article said, you know, just give a preamble to the whole concept of the reward for a good work is, or a good job, or a work well done, or a job well done is more work. He talks about how some people believe that if you want something done, give it to a busy person to do. So in other words, give it to that person that is hardworking. So over time, you now have high performers in a company, in an organization. They're burned out. They're tired because there's no balance, right? They're feeling like I'm doing too much. And the lazy ones are allowed to lazy on. So I'm getting more work. But what are these people doing? What is that one doing? They're just there every day. She's doing nails and looking at herself in the mirror. While some of us don't even remember that there's a mirror in this office. And, you know, so he says that the high achievers, or those of them who are your top performers, rather, in that organization, that some of them begin to feel that they're being punished or penalized for being good workers. So you get into trouble, really. With that kind of mindset, if you have people working like that in your organization, you are in trouble. You don't want that. You have to create a balance, all right? And so this guy, he interviewed a couple of leaders, development leaders from some top companies on what should be the equitable reward for great work, all right? So I'm going to read a particular one here from Pame Bassi. He is the Chief Learning and Diversity Officer, the Kraft Heinz Company. So here he says, one way to reward great work and great employees is to give them opportunities to learn, grow and develop, and to work with their managers to make space and time for them to take advantage of those opportunities. Yeah, someone might say, but I give them opportunities now to go and learn. I tell them about classes that they can go and take. And then you give them work that will not allow them to take the classes, you know? Yeah, so that's why he said, it's not just to give them opportunities to learn, to grow and develop, but to have them have that conversation where the managers can help them make space and time so that they can actually take advantage of these opportunities that are open, that you have brought their way, that you have allowed them to see. All right? So it's not just this part and then you don't do that part. I think I like this one. But let me hear from you though. We're still talking about the reward for a good job is more work. What's your take on this? And then I asked a question before I went on the news break. I asked, as you go to vote in the people you want to vote in on Saturday, do you vote a person, a particular candidate, because you feel this person has done a good job before? And so to reward this person, we have to give him more work, which is let him go back there and do more. If he was able to achieve this in that level, let's give him that opportunity to get up there to a higher position so that he can do more work because he's efficient. He has proven that he's efficient. So is that part of the things really that you have at the back of your mind when you go to vote? Or is it in our streets, we used to support PDP, in our family, we support only APC. In this, our circle of friends, if it is not SDP, we are not doing. In our fellowship, we are Labour Party members. In our, okay, in our joints, where we used to meet and eat akara or buy akara in the morning, we like, which other party do we have? We like AA. In this, our group where we meet in the evenings as men them to talk, we are following Accord. Do you even know the candidates, really? Have you even seen what the person has done before? Have you checked on your own, their track record, to say that, okay, this person, he has shown working. He's done a good job here. And I believe that if he gets to this other position, he will do more. So he deserves it, I beg. Let's go and vote him in so that he can do more work. Do you ever consider that? 070-0923-0923. And then you can send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Constance, good afternoon. I happen to be that number one person whose belief for reward for hard work being more work. I recently handled a project in my church, which God knows how hectic it was for me to get that achieved. I was literally engaging in late night researches just to get the projected image I had wanted the job to look. After I figured out, gathering raw materials became like Nigerian cash. All in all, I got the raw material, got the project executed, and everybody who saw it was like, wow, this is unbelievable. For me, I was joyed that I got it through. But the truthful part, I have gone back to do more work. Come up with another mind-blowing concept when another opportunity shines on me. And that would always keep me on top with God on my side. David. Oh, wow, David. Bravo. It's like our church people are in the building this afternoon. What's happening? The reward for a good job is more work. I totally agree with you. My sister, my name is Pastor Ifani. I belong to a particular church here in River State. I was posted to a newly opened church with a canopy. Under 1 year, I was able to build a super church building and furnished it. All I received was, you have done well. Go to another branch and replicate what you have done there, what you have done here. The branch I am in now is the fourth branch I'm doing this. Wow. I think this is a conversation that should we delve into stuff like this? Jude should be the one handling this kind of conversation on a Sunday. Why do you have more pastors posted to new churches, right? New branches. Well, the pastor is doing great here. You move him to a smaller branch and then he starts from scratch to top again. Well, some people complain about it, but I don't think it's the pastors that's complain. Do they? I don't know. I don't even think this is a conversation for radio. Should it be our business? I don't think so. Hi, good afternoon. Hello? Are you there? Oh, interesting. Oh, please call me back. Please do well to call back. Good afternoon, Constance. The reward for a good job is recommendation and more work, because the good will beget another. Round face from Rumekini. All right. Reward for a job well done is more work and incentive are being added to your reward. Talking about electing people into office, what we have is selection and not election. If they do good jobs, they don't need to fight to be elected. Their good job will speak for them. But because nothing to show, they do... Okay, because nothing to show, they do us, the more you look, the less you see. Air guy.
Reach out, be informed, stay connected to the world, and go for the original story. Go for Nigeria Info.
Okay, do well to call back, please. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, presenter.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
My name is Francis, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Francis, I'm listening. Go on.
Yes, I'm just a driver.
All right.
And I have a boss I'm working with.
Okay.
And any day I work more that is as in for him to see that I have tried.
Hmm.
Only what he would do for me is to buy me 2 meat pies.
Oh, he actually gets you something to eat.
Eh?
So what he does, his own reward is get him something to eat.
2 meat pies.
Okay.
Mm.
And you don't like it?
I don't know why, but he's not increasing more than that 2 meat pies. Why is it though?
Have you asked him?
I can't ask.
Why now?
Why would I ask my boss that? Why are you always using me to be...
No, you might not necessarily have to use the words. You might not start with why. It depends on how you do the ask, you know. If you say why, you're looking for trouble. So what would you rather have anyway?
I don't know.
You don't know. That's why you will be getting meat pie now. You don't want amala.
You don't want loy loy.
You could, no, what I'm saying is that you could suggest it to him. You know, you could just describe a particular person's soup that is so good. Just talk about it small. So that next time he will now ask you if you want that instead of meat pie. Or you could talk about how junk food is not good for your health. All right. Thank you for calling. You know, instead of saying, oh God, why do you always buy me meat pie? Yeah, can you be asking your guy why? You know, you can't. You don't do that. You can tell him, you know, there's this woman, eh? Kai, that woman's soup. As in the soup like this. If you just eat it close to the evening, you know it's in the evening, he will give you that money or buy the meat pie for you. If you eat it like in the evening around 5 or 6, your guy, that woman's soup, they go well. He's gotten the picture for next time.